Do you have what it takes? Are you a natural leader? A rock star? Want to conquer the widget sales in the Tri-County area? Are you competitive? Ambitious? Assertive? If these words describe you, then please apply. And if you're the recruiter, chances are you will receive more applications from men than women. You will be left wondering, why don't women want this role? There must not be enough qualified women out there. Maybe men are better at this role because I'm getting mostly male applicants. Maybe some jobs are really not meant for women. This is a great example of how biased policies and practices, in this case, how we write our job descriptions, leads to biased results, meaning we get significantly more men to apply for this role than women, which in turn leads to more men in the role and eventually a confirmation of stereotypes, prejudices, and even discrimination. The question then is, how do you de-bias a job description or job advertisement, and why should we? Let's take a big step back. When we were growing up, we were taught through our observations, the media, rewards, what it means to be a man and what it means to be a woman. I do this exercise in my workshops all the time, and I ask that specific question. What does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to be a woman? And when I ask, what does it mean to be a man? They say, hardworking, provider, tough, the color blue, competitive, winner, aggressive, leader. When I ask what it means to be a woman, they say, supportive, good listener, taking care of others, mother, pink, smells good, pretty, nice, and kind. Now, I do want to point out that I am talking about this from a binary perspective, meaning looking at it through the lens of two genders, man and woman. And we know that gender is much more complex. So we are socialized to believe that men are one way and women are another. And when we write our job descriptions, many times we think about leaders and we think about men in those roles. And if we don't consciously or subconsciously do that, we certainly use words that are typically associated with the male list of words. In many studies that looked at this, they found that typical male-dominated jobs had words like individualistic and competitive versus committed, supportive, for female-dominated jobs. In addition, they were looking for traditional masculine-associated traits like ambitious, assertive, versus traditionally female-associated traits like compassionate and understanding. I mean, hey, I'm compassionate, I'm understanding. These studies found that women were less likely to believe they belonged in a particular job when the advertisement used masculine wording, and they rated masculine wording jobs less appealing. Job ads that used more masculine wording were perceived by both men and women to have fewer women in that role than the same ad using more feminine wording. Job ads using masculine wording were perceived by men to be more appealing than the same ads using feminine wording, but it was not significantly different, meaning men essentially found the job ads that used female wording just as appealing as women did. And it's critical to point out that masculine worded jobs, while they were less appealing to men, they absolutely did not affect women's perceived level of ability to do the job. To summarize, job ads that had more masculine wording led women to think that more men were in that role. It also led women to think that they did not belong in that position. And overall, they found that role less appealing. And again, they did not believe that they were less qualified to do that job. In short, gendered worded job advertisements communicate to the applicants who belongs and who does not. And much of this happens at the subconscious level. So, do you want a bigger pool of highly qualified applicants? Do you want more diversity in your roles? Do you want more innovation and ultimately greater performance? Then start by looking at your job descriptions and examine if they are biased. The good news is that there are tools that can help you do that. Online, there are several gender bias decoders. Essentially, what you do, after accepting their terms and conditions, of course, copy and paste your job description into the decoder. The decoder will highlight male and female coded words in your job descriptions. There are some for free out there and some for fee. There are applications that easily integrate with your applicant tracking system and automatically make recommendations for more gender-neutral or female-coded words. I personally have worked with several organizations that have implemented this simple process and have found that by doing so, they had a greater amount of women apply for the roles. Looking at gender-coded words is a simple step that you can take to look for more female candidates. There are several other steps involving the job requirements and how you go about sourcing talent that also makes an impact. If you're looking to diversify your talent pool and want someone to look at your talent acquisition process, please reach out to me at www.mendozaandobrien.com. Good luck.